Right, the first drive, you're moving the ball, you get big chunk plays of 17-yarder, 33-yarder. When you throw that first interception, does it make you more gun-shy the rest of the game? Does it make you more thoughtful in the pocket?
No. You know, it sucks when you move the ball that far down the first drive, and we sort of got a rhythm going. And I thought I got him in an awkward defense, threw it up there for Cobb, and the corner made a good play. So stuff like that happens, but we got to respond better, and I got to play better, and that's football.
How do you stomach the switch of fortunes last week, the first win, and then a shutout?
It sucks. I'll tell you that now. You know, we've been practicing good, you know, on all cylinders, but we, you know, today we just didn't translate it to the field, and I didn't do that. You know, confidence-wise, I'll keep going. My head is always held high. But, you know, it sucks. It hurts, especially when you know you just, you know, that this kind of game, we could have won this. But, you know, we just didn't do it today.
How was your hamstring feeling? Is it up just enough where you think maybe you just tuck it on more?
I don't ever second-guess, you know, my – reactions on the field, just because football is a game or it's instincts and you're just playing. And my hamstring felt good today, running around. I got a couple slides in, so I was proud of that. But you know, whatever it is, you know, I just got to be better, no matter if that's running or just making something happen out there.
Did you feel like it was a good throwing day, like they were playing some coverages that you could take advantage of?
I felt like we had everything we wanted on offense. McCarthy called great plays. I got to take care of the ball. I can't say you'll never win a game with four or five turnovers, but odds are stacked high against you. If we take care of the ball this game, hopefully it would be a different story. But I got to take care of the ball as the quarterback of this team. I can't, you know, it shoots us in the foot. You know, you throw two interceptions on the first two drives, then a fumble, and then, you know, the fumble sack, and then the interception at the end there. That is hard to overcome as offense. And as a quarterback, I got to be better in that aspect of leading this offense.
With the fourth down conversions, you hit the one early, but the three later in the game, how deflating was it to, say, not pick up that fourth and one?
Yeah, all those short yardage stuff, it's hard because those are drive extenders, and those just give you more plays and more opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was just a lot of stuff out there that we missed on offense. And we will learn a lot from this game. I'm going to learn a lot from this game. You know, I can't expect to be perfect, but at the end of the day, I can expect to be better than this. So, and I will be going forward.
Brett, how do you play faster on offense so you can some rhythm going for the whole unit?
Excuse me?
How do you play faster on offense so you can get some rhythm going for the whole unit?
Yeah. You know, I feel like we started off fast, moving the ball and doing what we need to do. But we just have to play our game, really. I got to play my game. I got to lead this offense and just take what's there, really. Don't try to force anything. And that's sort of how you build your rhythm. You just sort of – you don't need the chunk plays. And the second interception, that was sort of a chunk play mindset, but it came up in the wrong hands, unfortunately, and stuff like that. You know, that hurts your rhythm as an offense. So I got to make sure that's out. And just take what's there. Don't try to force it. If it's there, take it. But if it's not, you know, live to play another down.
Right on the second interception, do you think when you go back on the film, that'll be just a decision?
Like 100%. Yeah, 100%. You know, in the game, it's like he's open. If I can make the throw, I didn't make the throw. Bad decision. And that's one that I'll have to live with.
First one more of an under, did you just undershot it a little bit, or did you miss a read somewhere?
No, it's just the first one is, you know, I thought I got them outside of their coverage, and I thought nobody was on Cobb. Corner came off on the press on the number one receiver out there and made a nice play. So that's one that, you know, I can't just get locked in on thinking something. I got to actually read it out every time. And that comes with experience. I'll gain it, and I'll learn for sure from that. And that's something I'll get better on.
So was that just man coverage and he came off his guy, or was that a zone?
It was a zone. It was a zone, at least the way the corner played it, coming off of the number one receiver.
When you come back and you see the pictures on the sideline and on some of your scrambles, are there opportunities for you to stay in the pocket when you see that? I mean, when you come back, were there more
opportunities? There's opportunities. You know, it's sort of hard to say there is, there isn't, because in the game, when you see flashes of colors, it's all, you know, instincts and reactionary. And so, you know, if you see something, you just got to make a move and try to make the most of it. You know, that's one thing we have talked about is, you know, scrambling within the pocket. That's something I've learned from Aaron. As we go forward, I'll be better with experience, learning from this. This is going to be a big-time learning game for me. And, you know, I just got to take everything from it.
Mentally, as you progress as a starting quarterback, what do you learn about what the position entails? Because you've had some big highs, and then stuff like this happens.
It is a every week thing. You know, you as a quarterback, and I think any, you know, position in this league, every week is a new week. And that was my mindset coming in. Obviously, it's a big win from Chicago and what happened and, you know, good numbers and stuff like that. But you got to keep consistent as a quarterback. You know, you can't have that kind of game in Chicago and then come here and have this kind of game. It doesn't work. And that's something that I got to learn, and that's something that I will learn and get better with. But, you know, I think consistency is trying to – something that McCarthy talks about a lot is handling success. And not getting too high or not getting too low, and just staying calm and collected throughout it all.